Will it be a house of rigour or a house of ransom? One of the major battlegrounds in the New South Wales election will be that for the upper house. And after March the 23rd, Conservative minor parties are almost certain to hold the balance of power. Christian Democrat Reverend Fred Nile has for many years wielded influence, but some new names are expected to be added to the crossbench. The former federal Labor leader turned One Nation candidate Mark Latham, also the Libertarian David Lionhelm, and the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, whose new upper house candidate has promised to focus on an evidence-based discussion on gun laws. Kelly Fuller reports.
He spent the last couple of weeks touring New South Wales, and One Nation's Mark Latham believes there's a clear issue on the minds of the state's voters.
I was down in southern New South Wales just last week through the Murrumbidgee irrigation area, and people were saying the three big issues, water, water and water. It strikes me as crazy that once New South Wales went into drought, it didn't have the flexibility to say New South Wales has got to keep more of its own water.
Polls suggest the upcoming election will be close, raising the prospect a minority government may have to deal with a powerful crossbench. In the state's upper house, 21 seats are up for grabs. The Berejiklian government isn't expected to win more than 8. One Nation under Mark Latham has a full ticket of 16 candidates, qualifying the party for above-the-line voting. It's expected to easily win at least one and possibly two spots.
My objective in the New South Wales upper house, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, it's to wake up some of the characters and make it a more activist chamber, pushing forward with policy agendas instead of just responding to what the government does.
He's already struck preference deals with Senator Cory Bernardi's party, the Australian Conservatives, the Small Business Party and with the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party. Last week, its membership rolled their most senior parliamentarian, Robert Brown, in a push for generational change. 37-year-old Mark Banasiak is now top of the ticket and looks guaranteed a seat.
We've got people in New South Wales, regional New South Wales, that wake up every day not knowing whether they've got access to safe drinking water. And all our Premier can muster lately is a $25 million bribe for a sports stadium.
Mark Banasiak says he'll be fair and reasonable if he ends up in a position of power, promising he won't block government legislation, but he will push for what is called evidence-based discussion, especially on gun laws. He wants the removal of the ammunition bill that requires firearm dealers to record personal details of their customers, plus sporting shooters to be given access to silencers or suppressors, as they're also known.
There exists legislation already that says recreational hunters are allowed to apply for it. The government's dragging the chain and not wanting to approve some of those applications, mainly based on emotion.
A man who's happy to make deals is New South Wales Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm as he shifts his attention to state politics.
There are some things I simply won't vote for, an increase in taxes or reduction in liberty, are that the two rules that I follow. But there are lots and lots of things that don't offend those rules, and I'll do trade-offs.
The last spot on the upper house could be won by just 2% of the vote. And while polling suggests support for the Christian Democrats is on the slide, the party's Paul Green is confident of being returned. He says a powerful Conservative crossbench will be interesting.
Sometimes that's really good because the scrutiny on bills needs to sometimes take time, and then other times it can be good reform, but others might play ransom politics with those decision-making for their own priorities.
That's the Christian Democrats' Paul Green, ending that report by Kelly Fuller.